These moments of sins, I think, which are in this place, as they end, they came from Dr. Tahir Mohammed. This is a service of January 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Juanita Davis McKinney. That's J U A N I T A space D A V I S dash M C K I N N E Y. Database is 11201944. Please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of November 28, 2012 chart. We have had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. McKinney in our cardiac unit today. Because I know she is a very pleasant 68 years old African American lady with a past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and coronary artery disease. She's status post left heart catheterization done in January 2011, a successful revascularization of the inferior branch of the RI using 2.25 times 6 millimeter and 2.25 times 8 millimeter Texas drug eluting stent pill. She's in our cardiac unit today for a follow-up with period next week. After today, with the patient says that she's relatively doing well, enjoy her regular state of health. Period. She denies any chest pain, short and breath, or something approximately 10 days. Period. She denies any light and disease on vertical. Period. She denies any palpitations, equal risk of attacks, service, assault, and loss of questions. Period. She denies any lower extremity pain, intermediate eradication, skin color changes, varicose veins, or swelling. Period. She is following up with her primary care physician regimen. She is compliant with all of her medication. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, number one, hypertension, period number, hyperlipidemia, period number, diabetes mellitus, period number, coronary artery disease, status of post left heart catheterization done in January 2011 with stenting of the RI, period next number, acute pancreatitis years ago, period number, history of breast cancer, period. Next paragraph, past surgical history and contributory, period next paragraph, social history, she denies smoking, drink alcohol, raising illicit drugs, pregnancy, like family history, significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, pregnancy, like allergy, she is allergic to penicillin and codeine, pregnancy, like current medications, please copy the current medication list from page 2 of November 28, 2012 chart, and please correct number 9, MDOR to 60 milligrams. Once a day.
Today, we're gonna leave
period physical examination, vital signs on today's visit. Her blood pressure is 130 over 80. Her pulse is 68 beats per minute. Radio, her weight is 212 pounds, and her height is 5 feet 5 inches. Period. Please cover the normal physical finding template. Period. Let's take a diagnostic investigation. Number one, EKG done on January 23rd, 2013, yeah. Showing a ventricular rate of 55 beats per minute in a normal axis and sinuses and otherwise indeterminate EKG. Period. Next number, 2D transthetic echocardiogram done on January 10, 2013, showing mild impaired ventricular systolic function, ejection fraction of 45 to 50%. Period. The systolic function better indicates impaired relaxation. Period. The left atrium is moderately dilated. Period. Next number.
Hi, good morning. My name is Alan. I would like to ask.
Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from page 3 of November 28, 2012 chart. Stress test.
Okay.
Arterial double ultrasound south of the lower extremities. Cardiac catheterization and chest X-ray. Period next paragraph assessment time plan number 1. Coronary artery disease. The patient is a known case of coronary artery disease. That is a post left heart catheterization, which was done in January 2011. Successful revascularization of the RI using a Texas drug eluting stent. Lengths of 2.25 times 6 millimeter and 2.25 times 8 millimeter stent.
Good morning.
Today, the patient said that she denied any chest pain or shortness of breath or something approximately 10 days.
Leaving tomorrow.
Her recent stress test was. Negative for any NDS of ischemia, and only did show results of attenuation artifact. Period. We will continue to monitor her close and follow up with her regarding this matter and the next follow up visit and manage her accordingly. Period. We also recommended the patient to contact us immediately if she noticed any chest pain or worsening of her chest pain. Period. Next number.
Is there any way?
Valvular heart disease. The patient.
And that's total or including?
The previous 2D echocardiography, which was done on August
Isn't there any better?
2012 showed some degree of upper heart disease. However, the recent to the echocardiogram showed on January 10, 2013, did not show any changes. On today, the patient has any shortness of breath or abnormal proximity.
Okay,
this is a period.
So,
we advise her to continue the same medication regimen and we'll continue to monitor her closely and follow up with her on the next follow up visit.
Thank you so much.
Period, next number, hypertension. Hypertension on television, her blood pressure is 130 over 80, which is well maintained. Period, she is to continue the same medication regimen, I said to strictly salt and low fat diet, and will continue to monitor her blood pressure readings on the next follow-up visit. Period, next number, diabetes. Many of the patients are non-diabetic. Period, she is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding tight glycemic control and target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Period, next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently taking a Crestor, 10 milligrams, QHS, period. She is to follow up her primary care physician regarding regular lipid profile testing and frequent LFTs and a target LDL of less than 70. Period. Next number, breast cancer. The patient had a previous history of breast cancer. Period. She is to follow up with her primary care physician, oncologist, in this regard. Period. Next number, cardiac pharmacogenomics. DNA drug sensitivity testing was done on May 21st, 2012, and showed intermittent metabolites through CYP2C19, normal metabolites through CYP2C9, lower frame sensitivity through VKORC1, normal metabolites through CYP3A4 and 3A5. Period, patient was notified with these results. Period, Ms. Vega, thank you very much for now supervising the care of. This is McKenna, period. The phone number I provide for her to collect any questions or questions at any time, period. You see her back in our clinic in 2 months. Meanwhile, we instruct her to continue seeing her primary care physician regarding the continuity of her health care. Period. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Mohammed Hussain, the same one with this person, she was assessing and dictating for Dr. Tahir Mohammed. Period. This is the end of dictation.